Here's your view after the fantastic 4-0 win over Bayer Leverkusen with Dan, with Neil and with Sean. We'll start with the approaches and the lineups, Neil. Diaz at nine. It feels like we've hit a rhythm of around 14 players now with this manager, I think, as a number of squad players that are being regularly used. And within that, I think you can average around three changes per game, maybe. I wouldn't say he's not bothered about where he's changing them, but he's certainly open to people doing different jobs for him more than he was earlier in the season, which I think is worth noting in itself, because obviously it is Diaz and the role he's been asked to do in this one. With Leverkusen, I think the rotation of players where they want, particularly forward players, is something the manager referenced at full-time in terms of it being a surprise to him. So how did they look from their setup? And how does it contrast for Liverpool's?
On us, I think your point is spot on in terms of the games that we're seeing, which are League and Champions League games. It is worth saying he's more dramatic in the League Cup. He's been more dramatic in the League Cup. But I think he's taken a couple of things from that. I think it's also worth pointing out he specifically hasn't had Elliott and he doesn't have Jota for this period as well. And I think he's in a bit of a funny situation with Bradley. If there was a question at the minute to ask him, I suspect he wouldn't mind having some more Bradley, but he's ultimately in a position where his vice captain is the right back. So, you know, I think there might well be a sweet spot for him in an ideal world where effectively almost the right back position was being treated similarly to the left back position. But that involves a bit of squad management at this moment in time. So you're in the situation where he clearly now, I think we can say, he trusts Gomez, but he wants to start that four in front of the goalkeeper at every opportunity. I think they are the four he's committed to for every significant game. There's the exception of the Chelsea game, but that comes off the back of the international break. And we might see something similar in the Southampton one that comes to the other side. But, you know, I think right now I'd feel pretty confident to say, depending on the goalkeeper, it's Kelleher or Alisson, Konate, Van Dijk, McAllister and Gravenberg for when we play Manchester City at home. And then I think from there, then you're then thrown open to the idea of it will be Salah on the right. It will be Trent Alexander-Arnold on the right. And then from there, then it becomes, well, where's Jota's fitness? What's happening with Nunez? And then what does he want to do on the left? Full stop. There's variance all the way down there. So I think that's what he's committed to. And I think that, so there effectively we're talking about a midfield three where he's got four for the three positions and he's very committed to Gravenberg. And I think you almost get to see the level of the commitment to Gravenberg in terms of the fact that he literally gets the whole night off in the League Cup game. I think we can now see that sort of going all the way through.